Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight's program will feature Britain's greats. I have found such riches in searching for women composers in Great Britain. I think this will be the first of several musical visits to the British Isles. Tonight we'll hear the music of Thea Musgrave, Liza Lehman, Elizabeth McConkie, and Rebecca Clark. Thea Musgrave was born near Edinburgh in Scotland. Music played an important part in her childhood, but when she entered Edinburgh University in 1947 at 19, it was to study medicine with a view to becoming a doctor. She soon changed to studying music, taking composition with the Austrian composer Hans Gall. After graduating in 1950, Musgrave went to Paris, where she studied with Nadia Boulanger, whom we seem to mention on this program every week, both at the Conservatoire and privately for 4 years, winning the Lily Boulanger Memorial Prize in 1952. Thea Musgrave has written many concertos and operas, often using unusual seating arrangements in the orchestra and unconventional rhythmic devices. She's always been eager to extend the apparent conventional boundaries of music and has consistently explored new means of projecting and maintaining essentially dramatic situations in music. Musgrave's concern with dramatic potential has led her to considerable contribution in opera, in which she chooses as her subjects historical figures as diverse as Mary, Queen of Scots, and Simone Bolivar. She has also enjoyed a career as a conductor of such orchestras as the Philadelphia, the New York City Opera, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and London's Royal Philharmonic. While a visiting professor at the University of California at Santa Barbara in 1970, she met the violist Peter Mark. They were married in 1971 and settled in the United States the following year. It being February, let us listen to Winter from Thea Musgrave's The Seasons, which was commissioned in 1988 by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in celebration of Musgrave's 60th birthday. The clear, cold world of winter is marvelously portrayed and is delicately warmed by the oboe soloist quietly, persistently promising hope.